for our family's presence, and even though we still have a few of us who are in the process of arriving, we're going ahead and get started. I hope you've had a great day. We had a time with our blessings group get together, and then we have been looking forward to this time together tonight. About a week ago, a little better, we started asking Adam and I different ones of our brothers here from different generations to choose for us a scripture that they thought, that they think we as a congregation really need this year to have written on our hearts. We ask other ones of our brothers to choose songs that they believe really need to be in our hearts and minds this year. And we ask them to think about, what are your hopes and your dreams for us in our congregational life? What do you want for our work and for our families? And we've involved fellows from different generations in doing this, and we want you to know that these are their choices, and I'm not saying that to evade responsibility, but to give credit. They've done a wonderful job, and I think this time will be especially encouraging and uplifting because of their thoughtfulness. We do ask everyone to just join in from the heart. Open your heart to the readings. Sing from the heart. Pay attention to the words. Let's think about the messages that we're sending to the Lord and to each other tonight. And let's think about our life together during 2019, or whatever part of it the Lord gives to us. And thank you again for being present. We're going to start with a word of prayer. David is going to lead us. And if you would, please be standing for the prayer.
Would you pray with me, please? Most kind and gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time that we can be here, that we can sing songs of praise to you, that we can listen to your word, and that we can meditate and take it into our hearts. Lord, we just pray that you will continue to be with us and this year, and help this congregation as we strive to move forward, as we strive to teach and learn from your word. We just pray that the things that we do this year will bring glory and honor to your name. We pray, Lord, for those who are not here tonight, for those who are in the hospitals, who are at home. We just pray that you will bless each one of those and comfort them as only you can. We pray, Lord, for this country, for our leaders. We just pray that you will somehow touch their hearts, that they will say and do the things that will bring honor and glory to you. Be with our military, keep them safe, watch over them as they are away from their families, comfort them and give them strength. Continue to be with us tonight as we sing and read scripture and listen to your word. Bless us always, Lord, and thank you for your son and for his willingness to give his life on the cross for us. We love you, and we want to do the best that we can to praise and honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'll be reading tonight from the writings of Peter in 2 Peter chapter 1, where Peter informs us of the value and the importance of responding to the commands of our Lord. Follow along with me now from 2 Peter chapter 1. We'll begin at verse 3. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour, in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is vain. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour, most holy one. Oh, make me thine indeed, thou blessed Son. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
In 267, I believe in Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he's of stormy Galilee. I believe that he walked on the water. And I believe that he's the answer for me. Yes, I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he died on Mount Calvary. And I believe that the tomb was found empty. And I believe that he's the answer for me. I believe in the words of the Bible, how he made the poor blind man to see. I believe that the deaf ears were open, and I believe he's made a difference for me. Yes, I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he died on Mount Calvary. And I believe that the tomb was found empty. And I believe that he's the answer for me. I believe that he spoke to dead Lazarus, and he said, unbind and set free. I believe that he reigns up in heaven, and I believe that he is coming again. Yes, I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he died on Mount Calvary. And I believe that the tomb was found empty. And I believe he's the answer for me.
This is the message that we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Number 611. The reason I chose this song was this: the woman that was credited with writing it, Lydia Baxter, 1870. She had a friend of hers ask her how she got through life with as many health problems as she had. And she said she had the armor of Jesus that she felt she had every time she thought about the problems. And I thought this coming year, we need to always take the name of Jesus with us everywhere we go, no matter what. 6:11. Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then where'er you go. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus ever as a shield from every snare. If temptations round you gather, breathe that holy name in prayer. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it thrills our souls with joy. When his loving arms receive us, and his songs our tongues employ. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. At the name of Jesus bowing, falling prostrate at his feet. King of kings in heaven will crown him when our journey is complete. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven.
290, I love thy kingdom, Lord.
I love thy kingdom, Lord, the house of thine abode. The church, our blessed Redeemer, saved with his own precious blood. I love thy church, O God, her walls before thee stand, dear as the apple of thine eye, and graven on thy hand. For her my tears shall fall, for her my prayers ascend. To her my cares and toils be given, till toils and cares shall end. Beyond my highest joy, I prize her heavenly ways. Her sweet communion, solemn vows, her hymns of love and praise. Jesus, thou friend divine,
Our Savior and our King, thy hand from every snare and foe shall great deliverance bring. Sure as thy truth shall last, to Zion shall begin the brightest glories earth can yield, and brighter bliss of heaven.
I'll be reading from Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5, verses 1 through 13. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. But immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. And there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty, that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them, for it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light.
If you're following along in the books, number 312. 312. They tried my Lord and Master with no one to defend. Within the halls of Pilate, he stood without a friend. I'll be a friend to Jesus, my life for him I'll spend. I'll be a friend to Jesus until my years shall end. The world may turn against him, I love him to the end. And while on earth I'm living, my Lord shall have a friend. I'll be a friend to Jesus, my life for him I'll spend. I'll be a friend to Jesus until my years shall end. I'll do what he may bid me. I'll go where he may send. I'll try each flying moment to prove that I'm his friend. I'll be a friend
to Jesus, my life for Him I'll spend. I'll be a friend to Jesus until my years shall end. To all who need a Savior, my friend, I recommend. Because He brought salvation is why I am His friend. I'll be a friend to Jesus. My life for Him I'll spend. I'll be a friend to Jesus until my years shall end.
Number 220, 220.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart.
There is a way that seems right to man, but its end is the way to death. Even in laughter, the heart may ache, and the end of joy may be grief. The backslider in heart will be filled with the fruit of his ways. A good man will be filled with the fruit of his ways. The simple believes in everything, but the prudent gives thought to his steps.
is only by coincidence that the two songs that I selected for us to sing were written by the same family members, Bill and Gloria Gaither, probably the best known names today in religious music. And I greatly appreciate them, although I cannot endorse some of their doctrinal beliefs. But I'm truly thankful to the Lord for what they have contributed. And let's begin with number 979, The Longer I Serve Him. Since I started for the kingdom, since my life he controls, since I gave my heart to Jesus, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, more love he bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he knows. Every need he is supplying, plenteous grace he bestows. Every day my day grows brighter, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, more love he bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Number 889, there's something about that name. I dare you to sing this song and not feel something. I'm not referring to something miraculous. I don't know how we could sing this song lackadaisically. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim, King and Kingdom.
all pass away, but there's something about that name.
By this, it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against them, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our hearts before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he has commanded us. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in God, and God in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us.
We'll sing number 70, Be Thou My Vision. This is sometimes a little bit of a difficult song because there's all lots of thous and thees and thys and nots and all those words that we don't use very often. But in reality, it's really just a really simple song. And as we sing, you might just notice the whole song is just simply a request to the Lord to be my vision, be my wisdom, be my buckler, right? Be my treasure, be my power. Be all the things for me that I need. And that's all the song really is. It's just a simple request to be my ruler and to be my treasure and be my vision. Help me to see what I need to see. So let's sing together, Be Thou My Vision.
Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that Thou art. Now my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, Thy presence my light. Be Thou my wisdom, be Thou my true word, I ever with Thee and Thou with me, Lord. Now my great Father, I Thy true Son, Thou in me dwelling, and I with Thee one. Be Thou my buckler, my sword for the fight. Be Thou my dignity, Thou my delight. Thou my sole shelter, Thou my high tower. Raise Thou me heavenward, O power of my power. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou my inheritance, now and always. Now and Thou only, first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, when victory is won, may I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
Amen. For our last song for the evening, and then we'll have a final reading after this. Let's sing very simply, "The Steadfast Love of the Lord Never Ceases." Let's stand and sing this one if you don't mind.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. Therefore I will hope.
I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King, thus says the Lord, who makes a way through the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the mighty man. They will lie down together and not rise again. They have been quenched and extinguished like a wick. Do not call to mind the former things or ponder the things of the past. Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will glorify me, the jackals and ostriches, because I have given waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my chosen people. The people whom I formed for myself will declare my praise.
Thank you to everyone this evening for being here. I know it was an encouragement to me, and I believe it probably was for each one of you too. If you're visiting with us this evening, thank you for coming our way. In just a moment, we will have a closing prayer. If you have not had the opportunity to take of the Lord's Supper today, if you would go ahead and excuse yourself now at this time to the foyer. There will be some men there that will show you the classroom where that has been left prepared. While we're doing that, I want to thank all of you for today. I want to remind you that we have several in our congregation that are not feeling very well and have some upcoming surgeries. I know Rosalie Cruz has some back surgery coming up this week, and Mary Bratcher's had some difficulties with, I think it's her sons that have not been doing well this week, and she's concerned about them. Pauline Redmond, that's Bill's mom, is some better, and hopefully she will continue to improve. We pray that she will. We also want to remind you again that we have an elders meeting on Tuesday at 5 p.m. If you have anything that you would like to talk to us about, please see me or one of the elders, and we'll get you on the schedule, or we will address your issue the best that we know how to do so. Reminder that Jason's announcement today about LTC. Everyone have a good week. If we can help any of you at any time in any way, whether you need someone to visit with, you need someone to pray with, you just let one of us know, one of our elders know here, and we'd be glad to do that at any time. If you'll stand now, we'll have a prayer.
Father God, our Creator, our Sustainer, our Redeemer, thank you. Thank you for your grace and your love that you poured out on us, Father. Thank you for approaching us through your Son, a precious baby who came to this earth and lived as a man. Thank you for his life on this earth and his example. And help us each day, Father, to be more like him. Father, there are many living in this world that are oppressed, who don't know you, who wake up each day in fear with a void in their hearts. And they need you. And Father, help us to look around. Help us to seek opportunities to help the oppressed, to see our neighbors, and to not let boundaries stand in our way to reach out to our neighbors. Because we know that's what your Son did. Help us to be more like him. Father, thank you for this opportunity to pray to you and to gather in your name and to sing praises and to worship you. Father, may everything that we do shed light on who you are. We give you the glory for all things. Be with those that are not with us this evening. We know that there are many that are suffering from physical illnesses, many that are lonely, many that are spiritually ill, many that have lost loved ones and going through difficult times, and Father, we just lift them up to you. Father, help us this week to be the kind of people that reflect you. Help us to love. In Jesus' name, amen.